Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there.
This is the 2007 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday morning, May 28, 2007, Dr. William Knoll is the speaker of this service teaching on Walk in Freedom. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now we've talked about that. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without approximate friend. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. There's seven characteristics of the wisdom from above. We don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with weakness, but within all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Which how was Jesus tempted? In every way. And I said, Lord, how was he tempted sexually? I was having a hard time. I was separated from my wife. It was Thursday afternoon. It was our afternoon together. And she didn't have no wife. She's gone. And I felt real sorry for myself. And three of the most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life walked into that room, right through the wall. I would like to say that I said, get out of here. I bind you. I broke the sheetrock. I was lying in bed, and I jumped back so hard against the wall, I hit between the 2x4s, you know, and I broke the sheetrock. I had to have somebody come and fix it. And then I said, I bind you in Jesus' name, and they just turned and walked out through the other wall. And I heard somebody outside there say, get back in there. He's vulnerable now. Get back in there. I said, I bind you too. They were succubus spirits. They were sexual spirits. Told me they came to meet my need. You have sex with demons, it'll cause you to be able to lead to depravity. I have ministered to people who have done that. I said, Lord. After that, I said, Lord, how was Jesus tempted? He said, read Luke 8. If you read it, you'll find that Jesus went in the first verse. It tells you that he went from village to village, and the 12 were with him. And a great crowd of people and many women. And it named the women, some rich women there. And in many others, named four or five women. And they said, and many others. And they ministered to him through their substance. Means they paid these bills. Now Jesus had rich women and were going along paying his bill. A lot of them. Said, many others. And I can just see them now trying to get in good with the master. I say, yes, Lord, I see it right now. I'm sorry. I understand. Now, this is, all of I'm telling you now is in the back of this book I wrote. But this is something that I have come to realize in the last year. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land the Lord your God. But look at it here in Deuteronomy. That's Exodus 20:12. Look at Deuteronomy. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, the commandment, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land. Now, you want things to be well with you? Honor your parents. Does it say honor your daddy because he's good to you and he pays your bills and he was sweet and kind and sent you to college? No, I don't say that. It says honor him. Say, honor your mama if she's sweet and kind to you and cooked for you and waited on you and took care of you. No, it don't say that. It says, honor your mother, period. Honor your father, period. Well, how do you honor somebody who ran off and left you and didn't support you? You speak well of him. You think of all the good things he did. And that's what you talk about. And you thank God for him and you say, bless him, Lord. Anybody ask you about your daddy, you tell them about the good things your daddy did. You don't uncover his nakedness. You don't uncover his faults. You know, one of the things in the marriage ceremony says that the man says to the woman, I will not uncover your faults to others. And the man says to the woman, I will not uncover your faults to others. Don't uncover your parents' faults. You're doing the devil's work when you do. Don't do the devil's work. Honor them. That's what it says. That it may go well with you. I mean, that's just pure old self-interest. You want things to go well with you? Honor your parents. You want things to go bad? Get out and talk about them. That's all it takes. And I don't mean cloak your talk. Oh yeah, he was good, but you know, he had a few problems. But he meant well. He was, you know, the demon alcohol had him and he beat me and he did this and he did that. Now you're uncovering his faults, even though you're coaxing it in religious terms. Now there comes a time sometimes that it's necessary with your pastor, with your counselor that is helping you to get free, that you sometimes talk about things that happened in the past, but that is private and confidential and it under the cloth. But you don't get out and talk about it to the bridge club. Or you don't talk about it to your good friends who's going to tell everybody in town. He who strikes his father or mother shall be put to death. He that curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. What's the curse? Speaking bad things. Now that's in your Bible too. It's there. Now God forgives you if you've done those things. If you'll get on your knees and confess it as sin and ask forgiveness and turn from your wickedness and not do it anymore. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've neglected knowledge, I reject you from being priest over me. Don't reject what God has said to you. It's in your Bible too. Break all the evil soul ties. Repent of what you said about your parents. Break all the evil soul ties. And speak well of them. And ask God to bless them. And if they're gone on, then you ask God, you honor them. You say you thank God for them. With thanksgiving, you thank God for them. And thank God for every good thing you can think of. Because they did give you life. You wouldn't be here without them. But they do for you. They brought you into this world. Oh, me. Oh, Jesus. Let us pursue the knowledge of God. For his going forth is like the morning. It'll come like the rain, like the latter and the former rain on the earth. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You know, people, I think it's time to quit. You're now ready to bind and to cast out the demons. And when you do, you review the deliverance worksheets. There's a whole group of deliverance worksheets in the back there that you really need to go through. It's about 10 pages. And you bind and repent of all those things and repent of the sins of your ancestors. You place them under the blood of Jesus Christ. Leviticus 26:40 says that you repent of the sins of your ancestors. Then you break the curses from all those sins. And I routinely break the curse of incest and illegitimacy and poverty and vagabond and rebellion and idolatry and whoredom and witchcraft. You break all the word curses that you've spoken either in anger and jest to those of authority over you. And break all the word curses spoken against ourselves in frustration and ignorance and those in authority over us. Repent of any vows you've made and not kept and break the curse. You know, some folks say, I'm going to lose, new year, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. That's a vow before God. And you don't do it, you're in trouble. Because you have set it forth out of your mouth. So when you say that, you say, Lord, I really want to lose weight. Help me to lose 50 pounds, Lord. And I can't do it without you. Because without you, I can do no good thing. And now, in areas of sexual sin and the occult, which is idolatry, you confess each sin of the Holy Spirit that you can remember, break the evil soul ties to them and curses, call back your soul, release any foreign soul on you. Now you bind the spirits and you expel them. Remember, Mark 16:17 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. And that word cast out is embalo and can be and is in some translations translated expel. That means you will expel them out of yourself and you will expel them if someone is praying for you. You will push them out. And the word means to cough, sneeze, or give a quick jerk, or vomit. People want to know where coughing is in. There's generally air. They generally come out of the breathing passages. And so you push them out. Do demons always have to manifest to come out? No. Sometimes they just drop off. Sometimes they'll throw you in the floor and you'll vomit and roll in it like I did. Depends on what you need. I remember so well this huge black man that I prayed for. And he was an active homosexual who'd gotten saved. And he wanted to be set free. He'd been a practicing homosexual since he was 13. He was about 30 years old. And he wanted to be free. And I prayed for him and he didn't have any manifestations. But God said, he's free. And I told him, he's free. He said, well, nothing happened. I said, don't say that. God says, you're free. And he said, but I didn't feel a thing. I said, well, let's pray and ask God to fill you all these places where these demons came out. Fill you with His Spirit. He said, okay. So I began to pray for him, and I noticed that suddenly that he's beginning to have two little things of green-looking snot on his nose. Yeah? And so I signaled somebody to get the trash can over there. And so I put his head forward, and suddenly these two streams of this green, slimy snot began to run out. And he opened his mouth, and it began coming out of his mouth, and he coughed a couple times. And then he put about, maybe about that much. I used to say that much, maybe about that much. In the bottom of that trash can, and he's looking down at it, you know. And he looked up at me, I said, is that enough of a sign for you? He said, you know, I just ate, and he vomited several times. He said, I just ate breakfast, and I had scrambled eggs. Ain't no scrambled eggs in that. I said, no, that came out of where the demons were living. That's the nest that the demons were in. That was down in you. Where? Well, it was down in you. You asked God where it was. It wasn't in your stomach. And so you don't have to have it. God gave him, and he came back about a year and a half later, and he was married to the sweetest little girl. And he just brought his wife by to tell me that he was free. He was free. He didn't have any problems. He said he did what I told him, that he needed to move out and start over again. Don't go back there. He said, I won't go back and help my homosexual. I said, you come out from among them and touch not the unholy thing. God will send somebody else in there for them. You need to come out. And I showed him, and it says, come out from among them. Be holy as I am holy. Touch not the unclean thing, and you will be my sons and daughters. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6. That's the end of chapter 6, I think. And so, but you need to. And then you walk in purity and in the Spirit of God. At the end of the day, read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I'll show you how I read it. Your first of the day, the end of the day, but you need to set aside time for Bible study. And you look at this and you read it out loud. You say, Bill suffers long and is kind. Bill doesn't envy. Bill doesn't parade himself and is not puffed up. Bill doesn't react crudely, does not seek his own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, doesn't keep on account of wrongs, is what that means. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. He bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. Bill hopes all things. Bill never fails. That's the way you need to read it, because it applies to you. And I look at it and I read it 2 or 3 times a day. I try to think about it. And I read it to myself and I read it out loud. I read it out loud so I can hear it. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And so the devil can hear it. And then I turn over to Galatians chapter 5. And I read this list, you know. But the works of the flesh are evident. Adultery, Fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelry, and the like. Oh, God, help me. And see which one of them jump out at you. Say, oh, God, forgive me, Lord, for ending. Lord, forgive me for that, Lord God. I confess that it's sin. I break the curse, Lord. Touch me, Lord, and deliver me from that in the name of Jesus. And the God of peace will be with you. Let's all stand up. Say, dear Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. He was raised from the dead for my justification. He ascended into heaven. Sits on the right hand of God the Father. Ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Him we have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of sin according to the goodness of His grace. Whereby we've been made accepted in the Beloved. I'm not a rejected child. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me from anything that offends you. Lord, heal my diseases. Your word says, You forgive my iniquity and heal all of my infirmities. Lord, heal me now of anything unpleasing to you. I asked in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody take a deep breath now. I bind all the infirmity spirits and command them to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All infirmity now. All hay fever, all headaches, all sore throats, all thyroid problems, all menstrual problems, all headaches, everything. I bind all infirmity spirits, all infections. I command them to come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind them and I break their power. All asthma in the name of Jesus Christ. All cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything. I bind you now by the grace of the living God. I bind these people to the Lord Jesus Christ and I break these curses in the name of Jesus. And I break the infirmity spirits off of them in the name of Jesus. And I speak health and wholeness now. Lord, I hold up their teeth, their carious teeth, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to heal them in the name of Jesus. To put gold caps on them so you'll know you've been there, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heal them now, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. And touch your people now, Lord. Now bless the food, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the hands that fixed it and them what's going to eat it. We ask in Jesus' name, protect everyone as they start home. I take dominion over all the critters out there, all the little possums and all the turtles and snakes and deer and other critters. I command them to stay in the woods and off the road. I take the dominion over all the vehicles on the other side. Them to stay on that side of the road in their lane. In the name of Jesus Christ, there'll be no accidents, no injury, no mechanical breakdown. And everybody will arrive home with good gas mileage in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. Thank you.